Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In February, voters in Wichita will be asked to approve a $450 million USD 259 tax increase. The district claims the funds are to help with $1.2 billion in deferred maintenance and will not result in any new taxes. But both of those claims are now being questioned as more information comes to light. With us now to bring us more information about the bond question is Dr. Walt Chappell. He is a former member of the Kansas Board of Education, State Board of Education. He is passionate about student achievement and success. He says the recent announcement of the master plan is rushed, unnecessary, and does not have the student's future in mind. Walt, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thanks, John.
So let's start with the claim that the district is making that it is not a tax increase. I've made this case. I'll put it to you. You're a member of a former member of the State Board of Education, so let's just put it out there. Is this a new tax increase or not?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so we're done. Thank you for joining us this evening. Because the case that I make is that in 28, the current bond expires, and therefore your taxes will go down by $179 on a $200,000 home. So effectively, as long as you vote no, you're voting for your own tax cut. So it is technically a tax increase. Am I wrong?
Well, that part is correct, as well as the fact that they say, okay, we're not raising the rate. They're going to keep it at 7.5 mils.
Right.
Okay. 7.5 mils is fine, but we have an appraisal that is inflating the value of our homes, right?
Every year, yeah.
So they're actually receiving another $14 to $18 million more.
Every year, basically.
No. Over a period of years.
Oh, the period, okay.
But by next year, it'll be $4 million more and so forth. We're actually going to see our property taxes go up starting as soon as that bond issue is
correct
sold.
Right.
They're going to sell the bonds, and then we have to start paying principal and interest.
So, yeah. So the whole thing is that's a sham when they say that. How about this? Because the other justification that I've heard, and I've had long conversations with members of the school board, the Republican members, who tried to convince me not to come out opposed to this. And we have to do this. It's necessary. There's $1.2 billion in deferred maintenance. Is that true?
Not at all. I've actually had an opportunity to see that Excel spreadsheet. I've followed this issue ever since January because I've seen this movie before. In 2008, they did the same thing where the contractors and architects came together and they said, oh, wouldn't this be wonderful if we spent all this money and your kids will see improvements in their achievement. So I was very curious in January when I heard the school board was going to be discussing changes in how we are going to educate our kids, but more specifically to close six schools. And I started listening very carefully to what was going on. And the deferred maintenance was one of the things they raised, $1.2 billion. I said, how in the heck could that possibly be?
Yeah, what have they been doing with all their maintenance? All the that because they always tout the silos. You know, you can't spend money out of this silo because there's always money that has to be spent on maintenance. Well, what were they spending that money on then?
Well, the issue is, I actually looked at that spreadsheet. It's 4,000 individual line items. They have gone out through a company here in town, Cox and Schaefer and Johnson. They're the architects that ran the program back in 2008, and they went to each of the schools and they listed each individual item that they wanted to do, like change out the windows, or we're going to move a wall, or we have a door we'd like to replace, or we want to put up a new roof on a building that we just built. So in the future, it'll be 5 years from now, we're going to need a new roof on this building. All of this is not deferred maintenance. It's a wish list of things these guys would like to do. And then I asked Luke Newman, the guy that's in charge of facilities, I said, Luke, tell me, how did you come up with these prices? Did you go out to bid? No. Are they on current pricing, you know, for today's cost? No. Are they on 5 year, 10 year? He couldn't tell me. But he did say that they've used software to come up with all these. All right. What are the assumptions? What are the assumptions and the calculations?
So like at our home, one of the things we would love to do is at some point we would like to put some outdoor lighting on our back porch.
Right on.
So
it's not deferred.
Right. So, but no, but it's something we'd like to do. Yep. But according to USD 259, that would be included in the $1.2 billion in deferred maintenance.
Those 4,000 line items, when you look at that Excel spreadsheet, it's just amazing.
But that's not deferred maintenance.
It
that's a wish list
deferred.
Of items that you'd like.
That's right.
Okay.
It's a scare tactic.
It's a scare tactic.
It's an effort to try to tell the board, oh, if you don't do this, if you don't close these buildings, and by the way, we want to close another 18 for a total of 24 buildings that we've now spent $430 million from 2008 to renovate. So it's like wadding up paper and throwing it in the trash.
Wow. Well, the other thing I want to talk about, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to ask you about, because when they pitched this thing back in 2008, the argument was that if you build new schools, we'll get better outcomes. And you and I were just on Kansas Week on Friday. And once again, Dion Leffler made the case. And Representative John Carmichael made the case, and USC 259 is saying the same thing again now, that we can't have, if we don't have good schools, then we can't have good outcomes. When we come back, I'd like to talk about what kind of outcomes we got the last time we built a bunch of new schools, and if there's any correlation between new buildings, this kind of spending, and outcomes. All right?
Great.
We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org And from breaking news to severe weather updates, KNSS is always here for you. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles now. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radios in cars. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. It's time now for another Hartman Truth Minute.
I want to congratulate all of the Republican primary winners. During this primary cycle, we have supported and worked actively for opposing candidates. But now it is time we unite as Republicans headed into the general election. There is much to be done, and as conservatives and Republicans, we are better together and united. I, for one, am ready to work and deliver a victory for Donald Trump and the rest of our Kansas GOP candidates up and down the ballot. Now is the time to come together. But we must also hold accountable those who won. Campaign promises are one thing. Delivering on those promises are what matters. All too often, politicians say they think what voters want to hear in order to get elected, and then forget those promises once they get into office. Rest assured, all Kansas voters will be watching.
Yeah, hopefully, and hopefully they'll be voting. To the don't forget my Carry On commentaries. It's the new 60-second daily features. You'll hear those three times a day, 5 days a week, right here on KNSS. Also, don't forget the Wichita Pachyderm Club meets every Friday at noon. And coming up this Saturday, the October 12th at 9:30, is the monthly meeting of Republican Women United. If you want information on any of these events, you can visit the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. With us still is Dr. Walt Chapples, a former member of the Kansas Board of Education. So, Walt, you know, before the break, we talked about basically about achievement. There's a, according to a recent niche.com survey, Wichita Public Schools ranked 15th among local regional schools. The lowest grade, sadly, was in academics. And yet they still want more money from local taxpayers. One of the arguments that they make is that, you know, if you have newer schools, that they deserve these new school buildings. And if you have new school buildings, you'll have better achievement, better outcomes. Is there any correlation between new buildings and achievement numbers?
None.
You know, you make these answers are so quick and so simple. I mean, what kind of achievement numbers have we seen? Goodness. You know, on like reading, math, as I used to say, on ciphering, you know, reading, writing, and mathematics.
Well, in 2008, we had five new buildings built. And that included Southeast High, for example, and Ortiz and Mueller. Let me give you some figures. Now, in Mueller, it's a brand new school. They sold the previous Mueller school on 24th Street to a very fine gentleman that I think you probably had on your show, Pastor Wade Moore.
I have had Pastor Moore on the show, yes.
That Urban Prep Academy is now going strong, has been there ever since. He bought it for $40,000. They had put $2 million in it from the bond issue from 2008. And in the meantime, they built a brand new Mueller School over by the city's, whatever they call it, right? Your center right there.
Right, yep.
Okay. My point is that Mueller School has an achievement of 6% of the students are being proficient. That's levels 3 and 4, 6%.
6% is college and career or achievement rate.
Correct.
So 94% are not making grade.
And the same situation up in Ortiz School. Ortiz was a school up on North Arkansas Avenue. They built a brand new one, tore the other one down. And now we have 12% of those students is all that are proficient. There is no relationship between brand new schools and student achievement. I've traveled around the world. When I go to other countries, I see their buildings, some of them built in the 14th century. Oxford University, for example, Cambridge University, some of the best universities in the world are built and still used, has nothing to do with student achievement.
Yeah, you're right. I remember when I was touring in Scotland and I saw parts of St. Andrews University, and those buildings are still the original campuses. And you're right. The buildings are still the same. Now, they may have put in some new AC ductwork, but the actual edifices themselves still date back to, you know, the 18, 1700s.
So it's the same thing with Southeast High, with the other new schools they built. It has no relationship. And so for us to try to take that assumption that you've got to, I'm looking at a sheet here. They said, we're spread too thin. One of the things they say is, okay, we have to have adequate classrooms. Well, they're saying a classroom right now is 700 square feet. To make it adequate, it's got to be 900 square feet. That has no relationship whatsoever to the kids learning.
Well, and hasn't enrollment numbers for USD 259 either remained flat or effectively declined in the last few years?
For the last 30 years, it has not ever been 63,000 students, which is what they call capacity. When they used that figure, they tried to say, well, those are the seats we could fill if we had every student, you know.
We could fill.
The point I'm trying to get to is that for the last 30 years, we've ranged from 46,000 to 50,000. It fluctuates depending upon who's, you know, employed, workers. We've had a number of different companies come and go. The bottom line is that they're using numbers that are actually inflated so much that it has no bearing on fact.
So what is the solution then? I mean, what if the other thing that frustrates me here is I have heard that the superintendent has told members of the school board that they will proceed with their facilities master plan with or without the passage of the bond. They do not need the bond. They do not need the tax increase to proceed with their plan. So if they don't need to raise taxes to do this, why do they have to have the tax increase then? Why couldn't they do it without raising taxes?
Well, what I've heard him say is not that simple. They say they have to have the tax increase, if you will, and the bond issue sold. A 450 is a step one. It's a three-step process. The master plan is actually $2.2 billion that will all come out of property taxes here in Wichita. So step one is to close 18 schools total in addition to the six. But they say, all right, if we don't do the bond issue, then we're going to be able to have a chance to say, all right, gosh, we're going to close the schools anyway. Now, that to me is scare tactics. It's trying to get the school board and the voters to go along with an idea that they're going to close down whether they do it or not.
Well, one of the things that's frustrating me most about this is the fact that they're spending $316,000 taxpayer money on an out-of-state consultant to sell this master plan, this tax increase, to the taxpayers. I've always hated the idea, and I think it's corrupt to use taxpayer money to lobby taxpayers for more taxpayer money. It just, it seemed like if you think this is necessary, if you really feel passionate that you need this bond, then go make the case to the people, but don't hire an out-of-state consultant with taxpayer money to sell it.
Well, it's not just selling. That particular individual is a consulting firm that will go out and find buyers, if you will, for the bonds. But we have now a consulting firm that they've hired from Ohio to come in and take numbers from Cox and Schaefer that are bogus to start with, and because they're the out-of-state consultants, it's supposedly true. And I sit and listen to these guys, and I'm saying, where do you get these numbers? They are not based on fact, and yet we're supposed to believe you because you're now paid by the district as a, quote, experts to come in and tell us how we're supposed to build our schools.
So you've been around this process a long time. You've, like I said, you served on the state school board. Where do you think this falls? Do you think it passes? Do you think, I mean, what I'm hearing a lot from community members, they don't like it. They think the timing is bad. We're already taxed enough already. Do you think this thing passes?
Well, I hope not. And it depends on two things. First of all, we have to get people informed. And the second thing is they push this off to February for an election.
Intentionally.
When only about 8 to 10% of the people will show up. So that means that the people that listen to your show and others that actually take this serious are going to have to take time to talk to their neighbors and make sure they come to the polls and say, wait a minute, this isn't about kids. It's about profits for contractors and architects.
Do you think, and we've only got about a minute, I've said that they put it on that February ballot intentionally in the hopes of getting low voter turnout. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I tried to get them to put it on November, this November, when we have like 65% show. That would be a truly representative sample of the people in Wichita. But no, we're not going to have that.
Yeah, it's sad that it is. Walt, I appreciate you, my friend. If If folks, I guess I would just tell them, stay informed, get out there, talk to your neighbors, and make sure folks are educated on this, right?
Thank you.
Appreciate you, my friend.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.